This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holdsworth joins me every Monday afternoon to talk a little Virginia politics. Bob, how was your Thanksgiving holiday? You and the family, did you eat well?
It was just fabulous, Coy. We had a great one, and I hope you and your family did as well.
So. Indeed, yeah. Thank you very much. So in your most recent post online at virginiatomorrow.com, you talked about what some of the folks in Virginia politics have to be thankful for this season.
Yeah, it was a slow week last week, so we had some fun, and we just talked about what all the elected officials might be thankful for. I mentioned that Bob McDonald has had a pretty good first year as governor, despite not gaining some support from his own party on ABC. Probably pretty thankful that the Democratic Party even hasn't had a spokesperson. For most of the year, it's a pretty remarkable event for a governor to go without the opposition party being even visible, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, when's the last time you saw that in Virginia? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has been. I don't recall that. I mean, you know, typically you have somebody from the opposition party who's dinging the governor every day or on big policy issues, and the Democratic Party, you know, is essentially searching for a party chair. And Dick Cranwell certainly knows how to ding somebody, but basically, has been kind of absent publicly for the last 6 months, and Governor McDonald can't be too upset about having that free ride, would you?
Yeah. Now, what do you think the chances Tom Perriello, I've heard some conversations that some folks are lobbying for him to take over the Democratic Party in Virginia.
I think a lot of people are looking for Tom Perriello to be very visible in determining the future of the Democratic Party in Virginia. Now, whether that's as party chair, whether that's as a candidate for a statewide office, or a candidate in a rematch for the congressional seat in 2012 is yet to be determined. But certainly, Tom Perriello didn't harm himself with the kind of campaign he ran under some very difficult circumstances, at least with his fellow Democrats.
We're talking with Bob Holdsworth. The website is virginiatomorrow.com. Now, you were talking about Governor McDonnell. Have you heard any more about privatizing ABC? Is that, or has that been really killed and effectively killed by members of his own party?
Well, I think the what I'd call the full privatization idea seems to have, gone down the tube somewhat. They've hired a consulting firm to come in and talk about potential options. Clearly, there's now some talk about a mini-privatization, what you might call privatizing the retail outlets, but keeping the state in control of the distribution channel. So the governor's trying to find some way to win some victory on this, but the reality is that the full privatization that he endorsed is looking more and more problematic by the day.
I find it interesting that Bob McDonnell sort of I don't want to say abandoned, but sort of downplayed and backed off some of his really socially conservative past, and ran as a pro-business Republican moderate in some sense when he ran for governor. And here we see him really, truly, you see that coming to the fore now as he becomes the leader of trying to really privatize the sale of liquor in Virginia. And he's opposed by the social conservatives in his party and others on both sides of the aisle who like that income for the government and don't want to privatize.
Yeah, I think there have been the two arguments. One is that some people don't want, particularly in this economic time, to give up any potential source of income that state government has. But I think what's been more problematic has been the legislators, particularly from many of the rural areas in Virginia, who literally have no interest in this. I spoke to a person very close to the governor a couple of weeks ago who told me that, they had been asked to go talk to legislators and influential people in a part of the state that the governor was hoping to gain support. And they came back, and the best he could say is that the legislators were open to listen, but that no one was really enthusiastic about the idea. And I think that's what's happened, that there's a brand of conservatism that basically believes that if there's going to be sin in the state, the Commonwealth ought to have a virtual monopoly on it, and doesn't particularly want anybody driving through their town to see the flashing lights of a liquor store as the distinctive feature of their local economy.
So the power of the government to weigh in on social issues trumps the love of the free market.
Yeah, it really does, and I think it's an instructive lesson to people about what really motivates and what gets people to think about how they want to reform or how they don't want to reform. You know, we've heard a lot over the last 20 years, Coy, about, you know, values, voters, and some people poo-poo the idea. But the reality here is that values are very important. Preserving ways of life are very important. And when people see change, you know, thrust upon them in ways that they didn't initiate, whether that change be by the government or the market, they're often not very happy. And I think this is a good reminder of that lesson. Of the power of social values and how people, have positions that, while they by and large endorse the market and certainly support capitalism, they don't endorse each and every element of it. And this has been a very powerful reminder of how values can, trump economics in some circumstances.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Let's go to Eric. He is in Charlottesville. Eric, thank you for the call, buddy. You go right ahead. You're on with Bob Holdsworth.
Yeah, I think, you've got a situation with Governor McDonnell, as you mentioned, Coy, having unbelievably strong social conservative credentials, and it's kind of like only Nixon could go to China. Only Bob McDonnell in Virginia could really take this issue on safely. I mean, nobody's going to challenge him on his credentials as a social conservative. But I think it's time for him to call those guys out on his wing of the party there, because either they believe in smaller government or they don't. They can't have it both ways. And when you hear Lieutenant Governor Bowling on your show, as he did, explain how this plan would be unrolled in the state, it's really very moderate. I mean, we're not talking about turning the state into Las Vegas. We're talking about a very moderate plan. There certainly wouldn't be liquor stores in every neighborhood. There wouldn't be anything like that.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm baffled as to how he needs to call him out, I guess. And, I think he's safe to do that. I mean, he doesn't get to run for re-election again. I don't think he's really ever going to lose their support. I'm baffled by this. I cannot understand why those guys are unwilling to move on this issue. It's just not an essential function of government. And the plan that they put together is really, really very, it's a conservative plan. It doesn't turn, Virginia into the Wild West of liquor stores.
Right, right. So, Eric, great call. And I share with you 100%. I share your bafflement. To me, it just doesn't strike me as being conservative. And Bob, we'll give you the last word. We got about 30 seconds left. You go right ahead.
Okay, Coy, the caller is absolutely right about, this is the one instance where if you wanted to make government smaller, you could do so without hurting any core service. At the same time, I think Governor McDonnell's going to be very reticent to start calling people out, particularly those legislators that he's going to need for support for the rest of his agenda.
Bob Holdsworth, the website is virginiatomorrow.com. Bob, thank you so much, sir. Have a great week.
Hey, you too, Coy. Always great to be with you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.